Today we're making a kick feel like it has weight, bounce, and forward motion in Ableton Live 12, using an automation-first workflow for jungle and old-school drum and bass vibes. This is a beginner lesson, so don't worry if you're not doing anything fancy yet. The big idea here is simple. Instead of trying to force one kick to do everything with a static chain, we're going to shape the kick over time. That means the kick can feel lighter in the intro, heavier in the drop, and more animated when the track needs movement. That's the kind of energy that makes old-school DNB feel alive. Let's start with the foundation. Create a new MIDI track and load a kick sample that already has a strong low end and a short tail. For this style, you want a kick that feels punchy, controlled, and not too boomy. If it's too long, it'll fight the bass and the break. If it's too soft, it won't carry the groove. Now program a simple DNB-friendly pattern. A good starting point is kick on beat 1, then another kick on the end of 2, then beat 3, and maybe a lighter pickup before the next bar. Keep it simple at first. In jungle and old-school DNB, the kick often works best when it reinforces the rhythm instead of overcrowding it. Now let's build the processing chain. We're staying with stock Ableton devices only. First, add drum bus. This is great for punch, grit, and weight. Start with drive somewhere modest, maybe around 5 to 15%. Keep boom off for now. Raise transients a little if you want more snap. If the kick feels thin, a touch more drive can help. If it needs more attack, bring up transients. Just remember, in DNB you usually want tight low end, not exaggerated low end bloom. Next, add EQ 8. Use this to make the kick sit better in the mix. If there's unnecessary rumble, gently high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If the kick needs more body, try a small boost somewhere around 90 to 130 Hz. If it sounds boxy, cut a little in the 200 to 400 Hz zone. And if there's too much click, you can ease off some top around 2 to 5 kHz. Keep these moves subtle. This style usually rewards control more than huge EQ curves. After that, add saturator. A little saturation helps the kick translate on smaller speakers and gives it more density. Try just 1 to 4 decibels of drive, and turn soft clip on if needed. Compensate the output so the kick doesn't just get louder and fool you. You want thicker, not simply bigger. If the kick still feels inconsistent, a compressor can help, but keep it light. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 3 to 1, a slightly slower attack, and a medium release can keep the kick controlled without killing the punch. Only aim for a few decibels of gain reduction. If the kick starts to feel flat, you've probably gone too far. Now comes the fun part. Automation. Press A in Ableton to switch into automation mode. This is where the kick starts to breathe with its arrangement. One of the most useful moves is automating drum bus drive across different sections. Keep it lower in the intro, then raise it slightly as you approach the drop, and push it more in the drop itself. That gives the kick more aggression when the tune opens up. It's a small change, but in this style, small changes can make a huge difference. You can do the same thing with saturator drive. A little more drive in the drop can make the kick feel more excited and energetic. Think subtle movement, not distortion abuse. The goal is impact, not fuzz for the sake of fuzz. You can also automate EQ to create space when the arrangement gets busy. For example, if the bass line comes in or the vocals stack up, you might automate a small cut in the low mid so the kick doesn't clutter the mix. That kind of automation is especially useful in jungle tracks where the drum arrangement can get dense very quickly. Another great move is volume automation. You don't need huge changes here. Even half a decibel to 1.5 decibels can help the kick feel more alive. You might bring it up slightly in the drop and pull it back a touch in a breakdown. You can also nudge specific hits, like giving the first kick of a phrase a little more lift, or easing off a kick before a fill so the next downbeat lands harder. This is where the kick starts to bounce, because it's reacting to the track instead of just sitting there. Now let's talk about filter movement. If you want a stronger contrast between sections, add auto filter, either on the kick itself or on a duplicate layer if you want to keep the main kick clean. In the intro, you can darken or muffle the kick a bit, then gradually open the filter as you move toward the drop. That gives the feeling of the kick coming out of fog and into the room. Now, jungle and old-school DNB live and die by the relationship between kick and break. So if you've got a break beat in another track, listen closely to how the kick and break interact. The kick should support the groove, not fight it. If the break gets busy, you may want to automate the kick down slightly in those moments, then bring it back up when there's more space. That push-pull effect is part of what makes the groove feel so good. If the kick and bass are clashing, use sidechain compression on the bass or break bus. Keep it simple. fast attack, medium release, and only enough gain reduction to let the kick punch through. That way you don't have to just make the kick louder and louder to get it heard. For beginners, clip envelopes are also really helpful. Open the MIDI clip and look at velocity, note length, or pitch if you're using a tuned or synthesized kick layer. Slightly higher velocity on the main downbeats and slightly lower velocity on ghost hits can add natural movement. If you're using a drum rack or simpler, tiny pitch changes can add a little tension or extra weight, especially at phrase changes. Keep it subtle. We're aiming for human feeling motion, not obvious special effects. If you want a heavier kick, layering is your friend. Think in layers, not one perfect sample. Use one main kick for punch and a second low layer for body. Put the low layer in a drum rack or instrument rack, keep it short, and use utility to make sure the low end stays mono. If needed, remove everything above around 150 Hz from that low layer, so it only contributes weight. Then automate the balance. Bring the low layer up in the drop, and pull it back in breakdowns or whenever the bass line is already huge. That gives you a bigger kick without muddying the mix. A really important mindset here is to think in phrases. Don't leave the kick exactly the same for the whole track. Make it evolve every 8 or 16 bars. In the intro, it can be filtered and lighter. In the build, it can gain drive and volume. In the drop, it can hit with full weight. Before a fill, pull it back slightly so the next section feels more powerful. That kind of arrangement movement makes the track feel like a real record, not just a loop. A few quick caution points. Don't make the kick too long, because it'll clash with the bass and the break. Don't overboost the sub, because that can make the mix muddy fast. Don't automate everything at once, because too much motion can make the groove feel unfocused. And don't overcompress the life out of it. A kick in this style should still pop. Since this lesson sits in a vocals-focused context too, remember to leave space for vocal chops or MC-style phrases. When a vocal hits, you may want to slightly reduce the kick brightness or pull the level back just a touch. That helps the vocals sit in the track without losing the drum energy. The low end should stay stable, but the top end clash should be under control. Here's a quick practice exercise you can try right now. Choose a punchy kick sample. Program a simple D then B pattern. Add drum bus, EQ8, and saturator. Automate drum bus drive from lower in the intro to higher in the drop. Automate saturator drive up a little once the drop starts. Bring the kick track volume up by about 1 decibel in the drop. Then add a second low kick layer if you want more weight. Use utility to keep that low layer mono. Finally, listen to how the kick feels when the bass and break come in. If you want a bonus challenge, drop in a vocal chop or MC-style sample and automate the kick slightly lower during that phrase, then bring it back up after the line. That's a great way to learn how drums and vocals can work together in a D&B arrangement. So the main takeaway is this. Don't rely on one static kick sound. Shape it with automation. Use volume, drive, filter, EQ, layer balance, and phrase movement to make it feel like it's bouncing with the rest of the track. Keep it tight. Keep it musical and let it evolve. That's how you get that jungle and old school D&B kick weight in Ableton Live 12.